Yeah, it feels like a Kubiak camp for sure. We're kind of building up to our, you know, full length of practice, what we were doing. So so we don't have anything crazy happen, anyone getting hurt, you know, stuff like that right away. So kind of building up our conditioning to that point, and you know, it's been a Kubiak camp so far.
Kubiak said he was a little bit surprised at the size of Demaryius Thomas. I'm wondering what your impressions are of him. And do you think when he talks about setting records that this offense can allow for something like that?
Well, yeah, I met DT a couple years ago at the Pro Bowl, and I was surprised at how big he was too. You know, now you've seen somebody be able to move like that, who's that big. So
he reminds me a lot of a guy I played with for a long time in Houston, Andre. So you know, very dynamic player, and you know,
a lot of good playmakers on this offense. I don't see why we couldn't set some records. I don't know what those records are or what records we'll be breaking, but if we all do our jobs, you know, sky's the limit for that for sure.
You mentioned Andre as a good comparison. What about his game do you feel like it's?
I think just you can talk about his game. You can talk about his personality. You know, they're both, you know, DT's not a real loud guy. He's a quiet guy. He keeps, you know, doesn't talk too much. That's exactly how Dre was. Dre didn't say much, but, you know, when those guys do talk, then you listen. Their demeanor on the field is the same. Both big physical guys that can basically do everything on the field that you need them to. So game changers, and I'm excited to play with DT.
What is it about this offense, Kubiak offense, that is so tight end friendly? He has an affection for tight ends. But what is it that makes it so tight end friendly?
Oh, man, he puts a lot on us. You know, we're involved a lot in everything that we do, whether run the ball or you know, in the pass game, obviously. So I think he maybe sees mismatches there that we can create. And a lot of two tight end stuff to where we can have two athletic guys on the field that can stretch the field catching the ball, or you know, defense then has got to make personnel decision on what they want to do, whether put the nickel out there or stay base. And either way, I think we have advantage on our pass.
Peyton Manning likes tight ends.
That's good. Yeah, he does. He's had some good ones in his days. So
how long does it take for you to get in sync with a new quarterback like that?
Oh, not a lot of time with him. He makes it easy. The balls always seem like it's in the right spot, and he makes sure you're in the right spot. So if there's any adjustments need to be made in terms of being in route running, sitting down in zone, anything like that, which way to turn, he's going to put the ball in the exact right spot. If he wants you to turn left, he'll put it on your left shoulder, right, you know, same thing. So easy to gain chemistry with that guy.
When it comes to teaching younger guys maybe some finer points of technique, how do you teach them things that to you are almost instinctual at this point?
I think, you know, there's always keys out there that you can kind of pay attention to, whether it's you're running a route and keying to coverage, or you're in a pass protection and, you know, keying to stance, or, you know, keying to rotation of the safety, and kind of knowing where guys are going, so you kind of have a head start on what's going on. It's easier to play when you know where your defender is going and be able to block them. So just little things like that, little nuanced things you can kind of pick up. When you're seeing the same guy every day, you can kind of, you know, pick up on some things and make it a little bit easier on yourself. So I just try to, you know, relay that message to the guys.
At this point in your career, I'm sure camp loses a little bit of luster, but being in a new place with a new team, does that give you a little kind of renewed juice, renewed energy?
Definitely. I'm having to study more now than I have in a while, which is a good thing. Kind of keeps me fresh and alive, and you know, keep the juices flowing, so to speak. So learning what Peyton has done here in the past and making sure I'm on point there is something that I've had to stay in the books a little bit more with. But I like studying, I like knowing what to do, being the right spot for number 18 so it doesn't yell at me. being up here is awesome. Camp weather is pretty good to what I've dealt with in the past. So it's a little spicy today, but better than super, super humid weather.
When you look back at those Houston offenses, to you, did they have a physical identity when you explained it to people? Gary's talked a lot about that in the running game. Is that what sticks out to you?
I always thought so. I don't know how other people, you know, perceive us on the outside, but we always talked about being a physical team and be able to run it whenever we wanted to. Okay. And run it when everyone knew we were going to run the football.
Right.
And for a long time there, we had 1,000-yard backs, and a couple of years we had two guys that almost had 1,000 yards. So Coop's offense has always been stay balanced and, you know, be physical and be able to run it whenever, wherever. So that's always been big for us.
You had 4 sets last year, and the backs in Houston, how does this stable of backs stack up? I know you got to put pads on first to really get a good feel for it.
It's a young group, which is good. They got a lot of energy, and we've always used multiple guys in the past, 2-3 guys to spell each other, and that's great. You keep your number one fresh, and have a change of pace guy, things like that. So I think they're gonna do awesome. They're all really good one cut guys, and have great vision. So I see all of them being very successful in this scheme right here.
Oh, and there's so much talk about play action and Gary's scheme. Yeah. That seems to work best for a tight end. Do you kind of envision yourself having a big year in this offense?
I always see myself having a big year. It doesn't always happen that way, but I always try to be in the right spot. I can't make Peyton throw me the ball. I can't make anyone throw it to me, but it's only one ball to go around. We got a lot of playmakers, so. All that really matters to us is getting the ball in the end zone somehow, some way. But, yeah, that play action's always been huge for us. Going back to, running the ball is always kind of our number one thing, and doing things off that. If we run the ball well, defense has got to commit to that, and then we make plays over the top. So that's always been a big part of what we do.
Being a Kubiak guy, has his kind of philosophy of working smarter and harder, not exhausting you guys, do you think that's paid off for you? Do you think that there is some physical truth to that?
I think so. I think there's some camps out there that definitely shorten careers, and I think Hoops Camp is one of them that allows you to, stay fresh the whole season. And he's awesome about, throwing us a bone here and there to, get us fresh mentally, physically. Both those things are very important. So, I don't remember a lot of times in the past where we really dragged late in the season. We've been pretty consistent all the way through. So. And the camp has a lot to do with it. That can carry over. You can start out really well, and then if you have a tough camp, you can start off the season very well, and then tail off because of how tough the camp is. That'll definitely catch up. So the way he handles things is great.
Okay, thanks, Olin.
Sweet. Appreciate you. Thanks,